of Myanmar. On behalf of ZMC Church, I would like to express my sincere thanks to the ministry team for arranging this opportunity to discuss about Myanmar and our mission. My name is Paul Tang. I was born in Tirim Chin State and raised up in Yangon City. And I have completed my Bachelor of Theology and Master of Theology in India. Can you show me the light? All right. Myanmar is the home of 8 major ethnic groups before one. That one. 8 ethnic group which are Kachin, Kaya, Karen, Chin, Mon, Burma, Rakhine, and Xian. Burmese are the majority tribe and ruling our country since Myanmar got independent from British. Other minority tribals are living in hill area, and I belong to Zomi Chin ethnic group. The Burmese government recognized 53 sub-tribe under the umbrella term Chin. Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, has a long and complex history with military rule since gaining independence from British rule 1948. The country has experienced 4 major military coups. The first one is under General Ne Win. The coup ousted the democratically elected government of Prime Minister U Nu. The military established the Burmese way to socialism and isolating the country internationally. The second coup was in 1988, led by Somon. Because widespread student-led protest in 1988, the student uprising was against the military regime due to economic hardship and lack of political freedoms. The military responded with a brutal crackdown and suppressed the protest, resulting in thousands of deaths. The third one is in 1992, led by General Tan Sui. The National League for Democracy, NLD, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, won a landslide victory. However, the military refused to transfer power and continued to rule our country. They placed Suu Kyi under house arrest and tightened their grips on power. Due to the coup, many of our people left our country, seeking refuge in Malaysia, Thailand, and India. Many were able to obtain UN refugee status and settle in refugee camps, where the UN arranged for their resettlement to countries like the United States, and United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Norway, and New Zealand. This is why many of our people are residing in Australia. Since our people, our Zomi people, are living in Melbourne, they plan and organize a church planting effort in Melbourne. Our church founders gather and met 70 times to establish a Christian fellowship, which they named the ZCF, Zomi Christian Fellowship, on March 29, 2008. Their scripture based on Psalm 33, verse 12, and 133, verse 1. Initially, they met at Home Cell Group, and on December 21, 2008, they held the first worship service at LBC Church in December 21, 2008. And our pastor Kam, preached his first sermon on ZCF Fellowship in July 24, 2011, and on October 7, 2012, he officially recognized him as our pastor. When they first gathering, like they are like 30 members, but now we are growing up to 200. On January 11, 2014, the fellowship changed its name from ZCF to ZMC, transitioning from the fellowship to a church. This name change was inspired by the Bible verse, chapter 1, verse 8, but I'll read that out for you. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And the second scripture is 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, and all long-suffering and teaching. Can you show the next slide? This is our leader in 2011. I don't have the previous one. ZMC Church has several ministry, including children ministry, youth, women, and mission department. The women ministry runs a charity to support those who are financially challenged and unable to work, primarily assisting individuals in Myanmar. The mission department has already sent out 11 missionaries to various countries, including Myanmar, India, Israel, and Uganda, supporting each missionary for a 3 years of time. Can you show the next slide, one by one? Yeah. Till the end. This is Pastor Kam. This is our children. So the school teacher. In 2021, the recent COP was occurring in February 2, 2021, led by General Min Aung Hlaing. When the military known as Thamado seeks power from the democratically elected government by Aung San Suu Kyi and Hal National-led for Democracy Party, the COP followed a landslide victory for the NLD in 2020 election. When the military disputed with an unsubstantiated claim to widespread voter fraud, the coup has led to widespread protests and violence. And the country is now in a state of political and economic crisis. The National Unity Government called NUG of Myanmar was formed in April 16, 2021. Following the military coup that ousted the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, the NUG is a parallel government that claimed to be legitimate government of Myanmar. It is led by Council of Ministers, including representatives from the National League of Democracy, ethnic armed groups, and civil society organizations. The NUG has been recognized by several countries and international organizations, but it has not been able to wrest control of the country from military junta. The NUG is a shadow government formed by elected lawmakers after the military coup in Myanmar. As I mentioned earlier, seven minority ethnic groups in Myanmar, and they have their own armed group, which I'll call People Defense Force, PDF. The PDF are those network of armed groups that have emerged to resist the military junta. The NUG and the PDF have a shared goal of overthrowing the junta, but there are tensions between the two groups. They have worked together on some occasions, but the relationship is likely to remain complex in the year to come. The civil war between PDF and military junta in Myanmar continues to this day. The conflict has caused widespread violence and displacement, and many of people have been forced to flee our country in search of safe and security. In addition to the violence, the economic situation in Myanmar has been deteriorated significantly since the coup, leading to widespread financial hardship. The military junta has killed many civilians, burned numerous houses, bombed various locations, and committed acts of sexual violence against women. They burned many houses in Chinsley, including in our hometown, Tadim. But then they don't even give permission to rebuild again. Even if they don't have good fence, they're going to take over the land. This is how they are threatening the civilians. The people from Tadim were leaving their hometown and running for their life, even though everywhere is unsafe. The other unfortunate thing is that financial hardship has led to an increase in robbery and theft in many areas. This is the form of famine in our country. Most of our people leave our country and flee to India, Thailand, and Malaysia in order to secure their livelihood and the well-being of their families. Their journey was not an easy because they must contend with the danger of crossing borders and avoiding detection by Myanmar soldiers and border guards. I want to praise God that we can invite our friends and family to resettle here in Australia, and our government had already accepted some of our friends and family. As I conclude, please may you continue to pray for Myanmar to overcome this difficult time, and democracy will be restored in our country. And pray for our missionaries. According to the report from our missionaries in Myanmar, there have been no issues or interference from military junta affecting their ministry work. The recent flood in Myanmar, like Ewadi area, also provided a meaningful opportunity to share the gospel and opening new doors for our mission efforts. And I would like to show two video clips. The first one will be our mission report from Myanmar, and the second one will be Myanmar, about Myanmar, a short film. Right after these two movies, I would like to invite our youth team. They will sing a couple of songs, and Sianu will translate some of the lyrics. Thank you so much.
Tunina, he sent a mission focus Sunday. Unmanpa nungpiang manmasana dungdam na tungko manmasaying.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank all the ministers and everyone for giving me this chance to preach the word of God.
ZMC Polpina LVC biakin kongzatu kum som la kum guk sung ton tung biak piang na hunte na biakin zong hoi ta nong zat sang man na nak pi lung dam mung chi lung dam thung zong gen nom pha pha ying.
It has been 16 years since you have granted the chance to use this church for Zomi Mission Church, and I just want to thank all of you for that as well.
Siate makai te khempo tunga nungtel siam naule nongpan pi nau ka kisam na teng khempo nongpan pi na teo zong kalungdam ma mau hi.
For all the ministers and pastors, we would like to thank for all your guidance.
Biakin pen ki khom na biakin zang loi na ko mo poe zong in na da na kho ki pat ka na zat ma mau hi a ko be khelo na kami pi tampin zong ung phat tom na mun khat hi chi zong gen noming.
I believe that we not only use this church as a church, but we have also used it for weddings and other events. So I think that it also benefit other people from our community as well.
Nipi ni biak piang na biak lo na nawab na zong nak pi tak na zang hi ung nawab na pi dedication.
So we not only use this church as a church, but we also use it as a baby dedication as well.
To pen som yat wal wang phata hi chinggen no ming.
And
mi som yat.
Mi
som. Som yat. Nong yak som yat bang ap ta.
So we have had baby dedications, 80 babies dedications in this church already.
To phalian ma ma hi lung dam yi.
It's a great blessing.
Tunina hun tamnga lokai manina ka thuge na ang lut paning.
As I don't have much time, I'm going to go into what I'm going to say today.
Tuni ka thuge ding thulo hi le pasian kamalin nun tang na hong khel chi thuge no ming.
The topic that I would like to focus on today is the gospel that changes each and everyone's life.
Ka thuge na pen thubul ka thulu ma bulphun na topical salmon again dena ongki king hing.
I would like to focus on this topic and preach about the topical message sermon. And topical sermon.
Mission nasem na pen pasian lungtang hi china ki yen hi.
The work of missionary is the heart of God.
Pasian lungtang chi chana pasian de nan bang hi hiam chi pe masana gen nom hi hang.
As the heart of God, I would like to talk about what God wants.
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 sunga.
As 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says.
Pasian mi khem po hot hian nga nga in thumana thu tak athei dingu adi hi pasian de na na hot hian na le thuman thu tak di in nei ding de hi.
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 say, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So that means that God wants everyone and each of us to come to salvation and know the truth.
Tobek thamlo na the Great Commission hi matu matelian somni lagia somle kupan somni na sunga.
Not only that, I would like to talk about the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28:16-20.
Somle kwanang simning.
I would like to read the Bible verse 19.
To hi chan lo te paun la mi khem po kanung zuina suak sakhi tu chiang in pa ta pa le kha siang tho min to tuina phu mun.
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Pasian lung tang pasian ong de na hi le mi khem po na Jesu Christ hon pa to pa san di chi ben pasian ong de na hi hi.
The heart of God and God, what God desire is for everyone and each of us to get salvation.
Pasian thu gupian nai san khit chiang ina ate pai khiana kuanina ama hoina ama thu mi khem po ta tang ko ring gen khe ding chi pasian ung sol na hi hi.
After we have received salvation, not only that, but we also need to go and preach the gospel to other nations.
To ba yesuna anung zui te kyanga no te mi khem po tunga keima hot khiana thu na na ge nun china na na bai kha khi.
As Jesus has declared to go and make all disciples of all nations.
Kolgama pasian thu kazakma sakna chizu pen Adoniram Judson America Baptist Mission te missionary te hi.
So the first time that we have heard the gospel is when Adoniram Judson came to Myanmar.
Tuma kum tu ni le kum zani le som khat tuna kum zani le som khat phata hi.
It has been the 200 years since he has come to Myanmar.
Tulai takina kolgam midanina zong defin dangena 89% pem Buddhist ma umla hi.
The current population of Myanmar consists of 89.8% identified as Buddhist.
Ko ading ina kana sepu penak pi takina tamla hi chi thu ma san yen nom hi yang.
So I would like to say that there are also more work to be done.
Jasanung tunchilina kumguk sung pasian thugianina mi khat bek piang thaki.
When Judson first came to Myanmar, he has preached about the gospel for 6 years, but only one was saved.
Tuna som 89% bang chian la hi.
That means that there are still 89.8% of people who are still needed to be saved.
Kolgama minam zale som khatbal kapawa.
So in Myanmar, we have different ethnic groups of people who that are 101.
통십 같은 바가 파우히.
And we have 300 townships in that.
파우펜 남자발 파우히. 각 파우키 방롱마.
And we also have different languages over 100.
때문에나 파시안 투 기겐나 콜 학사다 담피엄히.
That means that we experience great difficulties in sharing the words of God.
콜테 아탐펜 히나.
The majority is Burmese.
Amau sunga gupkian nanga atompen hihi.
And they are the least group that receive the word of God.
Ko zomi te pen.
Us zomi people.
Million khat mi malina million khat kapake wa.
We haven't reached 1 million.
Pasian thu kathei zo kum zakhat chingpan hi.
It has only been 100 years since we have received the word of God.
Kolgama pasian thung tum kum zani valin ko kianga pasian thung tun pen kum zakhat phapan hi.
Although in Myanmar it has been 200 years since the gospel was declared, it has only been 100 years since us Zomi people have heard it.
Ahi zona pasian ong he pina tulai takra Zomi sunga 97% bangina Jesus Christ hon pa to pan sang hiung.
However, with the grace of God, about 97% of Zomi people have received salvation.
Kolgam sunga Zomi teng ki theina pen.
In Myanmar, what we are known for is
Kol midam nang te Zomi teng theina pen. Zomi ki chile Christian le thuman te ajuta te chena kolgam te kolgama Zomi te tobang ki cham te hi.
So in Myanmar, people know us Zomi people as people who believes in God, who are faithful and who are loyal.
Pasian thuna kanun tang na ung khel hi.
The word of God changes our lives.
America missionary te zogamang tun chi lain tur kha zakwa kimi.
When the first missionaries came to Zogam our Chin state
in tur kha zakwa kim nong tungwa.
They arrive around 1990s. In the 1990s.
Ina tolai ta kena zomi te na sapiang kisil na sapiang munai lo hiung.
At that time, we have not seen soaps.
Missionary te na akisil chang sapiang zangina topen ko sapiang sanona nek the anasate hiung.
And when the missionaries used soaps to shower their body, we didn't know it was a soap. We thought that it was something that we can eat.
Moto zong kan munai kyu hi.
And we haven't seen cars.
Galpini na Second World War ina.
In Second World War.
British te India lama kolgam pan India lama pai chiang in.
When the British people came to India.
Lampi moto lampi ung towa.
And when they fixed the road for cars.
Zomi te na moto na mu hi u.
That was the first time we have seen a car.
Ayang ina.
But
khanto na bangma kanai lohang pasian um kha kahi manun.
Although we did not have any advances, we believe in God.
Pasian thuna za kha kai manun.
We receive the words of God.
Tulai takina.
At this moment,
kolgam sunga pasian na sem atampe minamina pasian thuphang pia hi.
Our Zomi group was blessed to have the majority people that preach the word of God in Myanmar.
Bangma kapau ke zonguna.
Although we did not say anything.
Zomi chi kammal ki jale kolgam meeting Christian te pasian thum te china topen kanun tang na pasian thuka gen the na khatung suakhi.
When Burmese people heard the word Zomi, they think that it is due to our beliefs in God.
Khang to lo pen ka hu hangun.
Although we were not as advanced as other people,
pasian thuna
the word of God
kanun tang na ungkhelina tuna tulai takena kolgama biangna lam Myanmar Baptist Convention nai jong Myanmar Christian Council te ya pasiane na makai pi pen takena kozo meeting ko hi.
So as Zomi people, God has blessed us to be in the Myanmar Baptist Convention.
Myanmar Christian Council.
And Myanmar Christian Council to be the greatest.
Gambup ki pol na te makai na pasiane na Zomi teng lam sang hi.
God has raised us to be the leaders in the committee meeting.
Kolgama pasian thung tung kum jani chingin ko kum zakhal mang kaje kai hanguna pasian thu na sang kha kai manuna tunina kanun tang na teu pen pasian ina onglam sang ongkhang ya tak pi hi.
Although we were 100 years late to receive the word of God, but once we received the word of God has changed us and lifted us from our positions and situations.
Missionary teng tun chiang in zogama.
When the missionaries arrive in Myanmar, in Chin State,
lai anei pan hi ung.
That was when we first started to know how to write and have our own language.
Tomasiana lai nei nai lo hi ung.
Before that, we didn't have any language or we didn't have any writings in our language.
La zong amao ung sak ung hi lu hi.
They taught us songs.
Lai xiang thou zong bol sak ku hi.
Also translated the Bible for us.
Kolgama missionary masahi Adoniram Jasamina kolai xiang thou bung bol sakina.
The first missionary Adoniram Jetson translate the English Bible into Burmese Bible.
Kumzani awal khithang tuni chiangdong ama I kolai at mo ama ngia tina kolai at pen tobanga ahoi zo athe kolgamiam nai lo hiung.
Although it has been 200 years since he came and translated the Bible, there's no other people who can translate better than him until now.
Kumzani bapha hang tuni dong ma ama translate pen kizang peni.
Although it has been 200 years, we are still using the Bible that he translated for us.
The Great Commission la siang thau tobai sung sol na sunga.
In the Great Commission,
tobai sun no te pai un la mi khem pu tunga ke ma gum na thu na ge nu na chi hi.
Jesus has declared to go to all nations and make disciples of everyone.
Ong pai khia asemum kele tuni dong ko te na leitung khua pen munai lo ring lai jong nei nai lo mai the pasian thu dong thei nai lo ding hiung.
If no one came to our country, we would not have heard of God or we would not have received the gospel.
Ko kia pasian thu ngen te pen ko ko ram mi pi teu hi lo hi.
For us, for our state, those it's not Burmese people who came and tell us the word of God.
Asia gam pan jong hi lo hi.
It's not from Asia.
America panang pai wi.
They are from America.
Amau teng pai lo hi le tunina ko ten jong pasian thu amuna lo rin kha hi hi.
If they did not come and preach the word of God to us, we would still not have received God and we would not know of the gospel until now.
Amau teng pai lai takina wan leng umna lo hi.
When they first came, there was no aeroplanes.
Mishina se phaksama tale pasianina ongsolna mangin ongpaina hanguna.
Although it's really difficult to walk in a, to walk as a missionary, they followed the God's calling.
Tunina pasiana theilote akka khau bekthamlona kaleitung nun takna ma mozo ongkhelhi.
For us who do not know God and who haven't received the word of God changes not just our spiritual life, but also our physical and our worldly life as well.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 sunga.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Note paunla Jerusalem pan ina Samaria Judea gama kema thuna genun chinna gen hi.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says that but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and China and si himuntanga and si kamal na nazanghi.
In this specific verse, they use the word and, Jerusalem and, Judea and, they use the word and.
Jerusalem then China then nazanglo na and nazanghi.
They did not use the word then. This part is really important for us.
America tena ko America kazo khitu chiangna chile ko kyang tungnai lo khading hi.
When the American people, when they receive, when they preach, if they said that we will preach until we reach all Americans or all the states in America, we would not be here today.
La siang thona again ma bana Jerusalem panki panin topanina aban ba na paida chi ma bangin a Jerusalem ikpor pi yom na muna pasian thu gen kom manazong mundang te ya pasian thu ipulak ding to hangina ipulak na hang na ko te zong tunia an thei te ka hiu hi.
As it says, start from Jerusalem and go to all other countries. That's why we were able to receive the gospel in our country as well.
Tuni na zong ei tangena ei a chiang bek chiloi na ei kyang a sep kom ma na zong mundanga minam dang te tunga asem zo ding apaya akon khe zo di biak pasen thu phang pe ta hen.
So now I would like to encourage each and every one of us to not only share the good news in our country, but to go all other countries and share the word of God.
Gamdang pan ki paimana ko te nok pasien ka theima bangun tunina no te hang jong mi tam pitakin pasien a theina riang in to biak pasien thu phang pe ta hen.
Just as we received the word of God and the gospel when American people came to our country, I would like to encourage each and every one of you to go and also make other people believe in God as well.
Lai siang thuna pasian kamalina kote ong kanun tangnau ong khel hi chi pen tunina kanun tangna panate chingpang nom kha hi hi.
So today I would like to testify that the words of God changes our life.
Kote pen missionary ga khete kha hi hi.
We are the fruits of missionary.
Ka kumpi hang khang toi loina pasian thu ka theina hauna a khang tok te ka hi hi.
We grow not because of our body, but we grow because we know the word of God.
Ka gamwa pilna niamma ma la hi. Kol gamma pilna niamma ma la hi.
In Myanmar, the level of education is not as advanced.
A yang ina.
But
pasian na sem tamzo pen mi pila ka tamzo pen pasian na sem te hi la siang tho sang man vi ve hi.
But there are a lot of people who finished Bibles, and they are the people who works for God.
To manin pasian ina ongkhe la hi kanun tang na pasian kamal hanga hi chang tung ka hi na tunina mission na sem na pen khol lo a sep suaka a sem suak zo din to pa na thu phang pe ta hen.
So I would like to encourage that this mission work should not be stopped, but it's a continuing process. And I pray for all of you that the work should be continue, and I encourage all of you as well. The work of missionary is what God desires. God wants all and each of us to know His words. May God bless all of you. Thank you.
It's so good having Burmese with us today. We really enjoyed your company. Loved your message. Really challenging. The way you closed with that challenge for us, because it isn't just what's happening out there in the other side of the world. It's here, in this town, in this place. I had another announcement I meant to make in the prayer time, so it leads me into that. Because there are people in this town, particularly elderly people in nursing homes, that are right at the end of their life that need to know Jesus. And we have a ministry started a year ago called Seniors Hope. 15 people we have sat with. Week after week, often with the opportunity, always praying for them, often with the opportunity to pray with them And four of those people have passed away. And a number of times we were able to read scripture to them and pray with them. We have a training day coming up. I'm preparing a video soon, a promo video. The only thing we lack is volunteers. And if you think, I can't be a missionary, I can't go overseas, this is an area, if God so calls you, we need people to sit alongside elderly people in this area who don't know Jesus. And if God is calling you to do that, I have a sign-up sheet down the back. Sorry to add more, but it just kind of fits in with the day. Because mission is local and to the end of the earth, you know, all of that. And that's part of what we are doing as a community. I prayed last night, what verse should I share in benediction? And this is the verse God gave me from Hebrews 12. And Hebrews 11 is about the soldiers of faith, Abraham's and Moses and people who've stood up for God and continued in faith. So he begins chapter 12 with this as your benediction. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, really all over the world and in the past, let us throw off everything that hinders and that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. There is a race marked out for each one of us. Run with perseverance in that race. How? Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Consider Jesus, who endured such opposition, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. God has a race for you. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Do not grow weary or lose heart. God wants to encourage you. Go out into the world, to the world that God loves and gave his son for. Go out with that mission. Go out with the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.